Welcome back, everyone. We're diving into the world of labor analytics today, specifically how it's changing the game for hiring chartered accountants.
Yeah.
We often hear about labor analytics in like industries like sports, you know, with Moneyball, for instance. But how is it being used to find, you know, the perfect CA?
Well, first of all, you know, it's really interesting that this is coming up so much now.
Yeah.
You know, because the CA field is facing some serious talent shortages.
Right. Okay.
And the competition is fierce out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, companies are increasingly turning to data to give them a strategic edge in hiring.
I see.
You know, and how to find the best talent.
So we're not just talking about, you know, sifting through resumes anymore. We're talking about, like, really using data to understand, like, skills and personality, even cultural fit.
Exactly.
Would you say that job seekers are also interested in this as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a good fit benefits everybody.
Right.
You know, the employer, the employee. You know, so it's really advantageous for everyone.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a quick example.
Sure.
You know, some companies are now even analyzing a candidate's public contributions to open source accounting projects.
Wow.
You know, and that kind of initiative speaks volumes about their passion, about their willingness to go the extra mile.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that's the type of stuff that you don't really see on a resume.
Yeah, you can really see someone's dedication in something like that, like a real world example. And so this isn't just limited to, like, looking at job boards anymore.
Oh, definitely not. You know, labor analytics lets companies really tap into professional networks.
Okay.
Industry events,
mm-hmm.
Even social media. You know, they can really, you know, go and find those hidden gems who might not be actively looking, but
right.
who are a perfect fit for the role.
Right.
And we call those passive candidates.
Interesting. Almost like having a secret weapon. I mean, I know that it's all above board, but
yeah,
pretty cool. It's also interesting how we can use data to sort of predict, you know, which candidates are likely to succeed long term.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so that there's less turnover and happier employees all around.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're even seeing a trend where data visualization skills are becoming increasingly important for CAs.
Really?
You know, so it's not just about being able to crunch the numbers anymore,
yeah.
but to be able to communicate those financial insights
right.
in a way that everyone can understand.
So if you were hiring a CA, what kind of data would you be looking at? What would signal like a true rock star to you? Think beyond the resume. Let this be a starting point for your deep dive into the world of labor analytics.